Welcome into the show. Today it is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard live in downtown Las Vegas at Circa Resort and Casino. In about 5 minutes, we will get to some NFL draft props that are available to bet as we speak. We're talking about tipping today. Started this about half an hour ago. Got a good tweet saying why a guy tips when he plays craps. This is from Jeff, who is checking out the show right now in Ontario, Canada. I tip every time I make a sports bet at the Flamingo. The guys there are great. Drink tickets, another deal here. Drink tickets, yes. Never an issue when you tip them.
That's very important.
They've gotten a lot tighter over the years here in Las Vegas.
Huge call.
More of a tip, more drink tickets. Think about this. I only get to Vegas once a year, but they remember me. And he said, that's such a good feeling.
Yep. Well done. This Brian? Yeah, Brian. He's also tipped the cook before. He tips the bartender well before he's seated at the table. He drinks old fashions. I love that drink, too. But that you don't know what you're going to get from various bartenders when they make that drink.
Good point.
It's very good when it's done right. A lot of times I get doubles. Craps. I bet the hard way for the dealers. Tellers at the racetrack. Even a little goes a long way.
No, that's a good, another, yes,
I've
right.
I've been pulled out of long lines to get a bet in when post is getting close. Very good. Now, there are people, this is another good question from Mike Palm. Thomas said, I hit a number on roulette. I said, it paid $8.75. I go, give me $8. Keep the rest. My number hit again. There are a lot of people who think these dealers know, they put it where they want on the roulette wheel.
Is that right?
That's a good discussion, too. How, like a long, like an experienced dealer, can they put it where they want? In terms of the number, or at least, not saying the exact number, I'm saying ballpark.
In the ballpark.
On a roulette wheel. Oh, there are people who think that.
That'd be a great question for like a long time person who's been doing this in roulette, right? Spin it, practice, yes. How many times they can actually get it close.
The Billy Walters legendary story was he had studied the wheel. They had a bad wheel. And I think Billy Walters took $2 million or something from Atlantic City. But there had been a lot of research and time put into that, and they knew it was a faulty wheel. Yep. And Walters cleaned house.
Another good email. This is from Rich in Canada. Every time a girl and I go to the Caribbean, we get about 300 U.S. singles from the bank and tip everyone who does anything for us. A buck or two each time. That's it. And we get fantastic service at the all-inclusive resorts every single time. Also, I give $20 to the guy who stocks my room's mini fridge. It's amazing how much premium stuff accidentally gets in my fridge at that point.
Another,
yes.
Great angle.
Sure.
Back when things were normal, too. The mini fridge.
That's all it is. Overall, $300 you take with you. But if you spread that out over your trip and it's just like every person, $2 here, $2 there, it makes the vacation, you know, maybe that much more enjoyable. I like it. Good recommendations coming in. A lot of emails now starting to fly in here at ftm@vsin.com. Tipping, how smart it is.
Dave in Canada is pointing out, who watches on Rogers Sportsnet, pointing out about Christmas, helping people out Christmas time too.
Oh, for sure.
That's good karma as well.
Yep. We will get into some NFL draft props coming up next on the program.
This is Brent Musburger, and here is your VSiN Action Update. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Top two teams of the NBA's Eastern Conference will square off at Wells Fargo Center today. The 76ers laying 6.5 against the Brooklyn Nets. 232.5 the total at the Wells Fargo Center. James Harden is questionable with a strained hamstring. Kevin Durant likely playing on a minutes limitation. Yesterday, Brooklyn with a 122-97 win at Minnesota. Clippers play with their seventh straight win today. They're laying 9.5 at the Detroit Pistons. Baseball, the Cardinals with Adam Wainwright on the mound. $1.34 favorite at Busch Stadium against Joe Ross and the Nationals plus 124, 8.5 flat the total. Our sports betting experts are analyzing baseball, hoops, hockey, soccer, tennis, and horse racing every day. Plus, our NFL experts are getting ready for the 2021 NFL Draft. Get all our in-depth insights and point spread weekly, our best bets daily email, and 24/7 video coverage, vsin.com/subscribe. With your action update, I'm Mike Senna.
Get the latest VSIN odds at vsin.com. And remember, cash and tickets is what it's all about.
We'll be right back.
It's time to follow the money with your hosts, Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard.
Live today, OddsTrader.com studio, Circa Resort and Casino, OddsTrader.com. Download the free OddsTrader app right now. Start winning with up to the second info that you're going to need. You can also compare sportsbook sign-up bonuses and get real-time bet tracking at OddsTrader.com. We touched on some win totals over the last couple of days that you can find. They're available. DraftKings has them up for sure. I'm looking at the Colts, Pauly, a playoff team from last year. Their win total is 10. Over is plus 110. The home games outside of their division, Raiders, Rams, Patriots, Jets, Seahawks, Tampa Bay. So they have some good teams coming to visit Lucas Oil. But the road schedule for the Colts, they play Arizona, Baltimore, Buffalo, Miami, and San Francisco on the road. Now, that is what I like to call the meat grinder.
Well, it's also big when you wait to see what the schedule is.
Oh, no question. What,
are you playing three out of four on the road? Are you playing back-to-back? Is it a, what's the stretch? Do you have three games at home in a row? I mean, that's also important what it looks like. Is it an early game? Is it another early start? They travel cross-country, all that.
Yeah, like back-to-back East Coast games for teams on the West Coast and vice versa.
Are you playing an opponent off a bye?
In the AFC North, Ravens win total is 11. Browns 9.5 coming into the year. What do you think if they get Clowney?
I said it's ridiculous. Who cares? You can't stay healthy.
Yeah.
Doesn't make an impact. Lombardi's right. He's been on it for 2 years.
Steelers 8.5 and the Bengals now, assuming that Joe Burrow comes back, plays a full season. Their total is 6.5.
Now we're seeing Sewell 5 now. Now I'm seeing the steam.
Are you?
Now we're seeing the Sewell 5. I don't know why.
Can they get to 7
tough
wins?
Tough one. Not in that division. No. I don't. Not yet.
Road games against Chicago, Denver, Detroit, Raiders, and the Jets. That's pretty easy.
They were frisky, though. They were some of those games. That was at that shootout in Cleveland. Well, both games. Mayfield was Superman in the game in Cincinnati. They scored with like 10 seconds left. And then the game was high-scoring and close in Cleveland, too.
Yep. Looking at the Cowboys' win total, it's 9.5.
Come on, McCarthy. Take your watermelon sledgehammer and go somewhere else.
Their road games are KC, the Chargers, Minnesota, New England, New Orleans, and Tampa Bay.
Why don't you do it, Jerry? Huh? Put your money where your mouth is. If you really love this Pitts kid and infatuated with him, make the move. Make the move with Atlanta. Move up to 4. Do it. Come on, do it. It's unacceptable what's happened.
Oh, can you imagine their offense?
What is it? Is it 2 playoff wins since Switzer? What is it? 3? It's a joke. America's team? Dallas Cowboys? Get it done. If you love the guy, go get him. Make the trade.
You know, Dak was on pace to shatter records last year before he got hurt. And their games were incredibly high scoring. If they go out there first round pick again this year and address the offense to get Kyle Pitts to go with what they have on offense, Dak's coming back from the injury.
Mm-hmm.
Dallas Cowboy totals will have to start where? 55? 56?
I think the problem was, and several players said it, I mean, the coaching staff couldn't make an adjustment and Nolan, he got putting Tabasco in his eye. It was just how bad the defense was.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of it came down to scheme. But that's, if come on, be a businessman. Get the deal done.
How do you want to bet
love,
this then?
If you love Pitts, I don't want the over.
Break the bank. No. First non-quarterback taken. Where are you with that right now? Assuming the first three are going to be quarterbacks.
That's a tough one. What's Sewell?
Sewell is plus 150.
God.
Like, who's the pick at 5?
It depends what happens. It depends if Atlanta trades the pick.
And then who they trade him to.
Yeah. And I think they will trade the pick. And Peter King wrote Monday, it's Pitts or a quarterback, which isn't breaking the news, but that's what he said.
Yeah. I've said this now for like 3 weeks in a row. The Falcons cannot take an offensive player at number 4 unless it's a quarterback. I don't care how many close games they lost last year.
No, I'm with you.
I'm so over this team.
Defense every year.
And how many times the offense is just, they've given Matt Ryan a zillion different weapons, and it's like, oh, they've failed yet again. The one good year was the total outlier, and that was with Kyle Shanahan as the OC. But if they could get something, a big haul for, from the Cowboys, if they're going to take Pitts, or from these other teams that maybe want to come up and get whoever that fourth quarterback might be available at the time, could be Denver, could be Washington, whatever. You got to have open ears, man.
Where are you seeing Slater? Well, you know, that's 10.5 under 145.
I've seen a couple of mocks with him going ahead of Sewell. But again, these mocks are difficult to track, pinpoint which ones are going to be accurate. If they're hearing, you know, a lot of these guys are probably hearing stuff from teams that they think they can trust, and the teams are putting it out there on purpose to float it out there just to throw a smokescreen up.
I think the most intriguing guy right now, top 15, is Lance. I've seen him all over the place.
Yeah.
From 4th to 15, he's going. Plus the Washington rumors, too. Now.
What do you think happens to Mac Jones if the 49ers don't take him at 3?
Ooh.
Right? If they go Justin Fields at 3, there's a chance. I mean, the Mac Jones draft position I find fascinating. Because now at William Hill, Justin Fields, he was plus 250 to go third overall last night. He's down to plus 225. And at other books, I believe he's at plus 110. So they're being very cautious with this. They're not, you know, William Hill, I think, has the best number available on Fields to go number 3 overall. I've seen other books, again, very, very low on that. Kind of guarding against that angle in case Mac Jones is not the guy. But if Jones doesn't go 3, like he's minus $4, I believe, to be a top 5 pick. He doesn't go 3.
That's true.
I mean, some serious plus money on him to be not, you know, outside the top 5.
Have you any mock have Etienne ahead of Harris?
No, not that I've seen.
Me either. Harris is $1.50 at William Hill. $1.50. I like that one.
Well, and it's the number on Chase to be the first receiver has gotten completely out of control, too.
Mm-hmm.
He's minus $5. I have seen some people say that Waddle could go ahead of Smith.
Really?
And then that would, I think, unless all three guys go in the top 11, that would really screw up Smith's, you know, landing spot.
Do you want the Cowboys to win the East? Plus 110. You just mentioned how difficult Washington's schedule is earlier in the show at 2-1. Giants, please. Eagles, punt, please. No. I mean, that to me, that's Dallas or Washington, but Washington's got a brutal schedule. And then we'll see what the quarterback situation looks like. What fits magic am I going to get? The Heinicke? Who knows?
Sure.
It was an incredible story last year, but they move on from Alex Smith.
I would still lean Washington despite the schedule.
Okay.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts' total is 5.5 right now. Under is minus 135.
You got to go over Fields 4.5. Got to.
You have to.
I don't think he'll be a good pro. He was great against Clemson, but that's the competition was so bad. The Big Ten stunk. And I just think you saw those numbers. I mean, every time he drops back to pass it, the number one option, guy's wide open by 20 yards. Who they were going against?
Well,
the talent they had.
You think Mac Jones is going to be good?
I don't know. That's Alabama quarterbacks are tough.
It depends on the landing spot. I'd be willing to say right now that just depends again where they go is huge, right?
Well, it's fair. Give me one good Alabama quarterback. What do we got? Namath and the Snake. I mean, give me an Alabama quarterback that came out highly touted that did anything in the league.
Sure. I would actually, I mean, all along I've been thinking that Fields would be a better pro than Mac Jones. But it's still a toss-up with all these guys. I mean, so many of them, it's a 50-50 crapshoot is what it is in the NFL.
It's a tough call. You're right. These guys are open by 20 yards. The Alabama talent and wide receivers are so good. On the flip side, what's his name? Kirby Smart watched him. The guy couldn't even start in Georgia. Fields had to transfer out of there.
Yeah, it was kind of watching Mac Jones in real time last year was a little bizarre on the eyeball test because a lot of times, like, he would throw a great pass, but they wouldn't talk about how maybe underthrown it was by a yard or two, so the guy had to slow down. But the receiver he could slow down for 2 seconds because he had the guy beat by 8 yards. So if it's like a tightly covered spot, I'm guessing a lot of those touchdown passes for Jones last year would have been broken up. Like on the flip side, and I love Mac Jones last year. I thought, you know, I had a great number on him to win the Heisman Trophy. But if you go back and look like at Joe Burrow, a lot of times when he's throwing, it's in tight spaces, down the field 20 to 30 yards, and he's putting the ball exactly where it had to be for his receiver to make a play and catch the ball. Mac Jones rarely had to do that last year. I mean, guys are just open across the field every time he drops back to pass.
All these guys are 50-50. I'm 50-50 too. I thought Russell would be awful. I thought Brady Quinn would be a good pro. I thought Leinart was going to be a good pro. Until then, he wouldn't come out, and then you hung around USC.
Yeah, big.
I thought Barkley would be okay, but it's you just look and say this guy has all the tools and he's going to be great. I mean, look at Johnny Football. He's a first round pick. Kid
sure.
Stunk. Terrible.
The Broncos traded up for Tim Tebow.
Another great example. Who thought Tim, other than the Broncos, who in the world, outside of looking at it from a God perspective, thought Tebow could play? With this catapult windup, who thought he could play in the NFL?
At the NFL level.
As a quarterback?
Yes.
Not as like a gadget, run a Mickey Mouse offense, whatever.
Oh, I've said it's...
I mean, that was just one of the worst moves in NFL history. He gave up all those picks to move up and take Tebow. He couldn't throw the ball.
I said this before. The three first-round quarterbacks that I have been dead on about, and I've missed on a million of them, just like
Vince
anybody
Young,
else.
Another
right?
one, Vince Young.
Those are the three guys where I could not believe the hype. I could not believe what I was hearing from media members, from draftniks, from teams. I could not believe.
Look how he threw the ball. The mechanics.
Right after Texas beat USC, two narratives the next day: greatest bowl game of all time, which it could have been. It was unbelievable, that national title game. But all of a sudden, how Vince Young now had to fly up draft charts because he was going to be so good in the NFL. Like, did you ever once look at how he threw the football at Texas? That was not going to translate to the NFL. And he had a good rookie season after that, had no chance to play. The Manziel and the Tebow picks in the first round are just, I mean, it's laughable. I said this on the local show, Paulie, that we did in Las Vegas back then. I said, we could take caller number 10 on the air right now, and there's a good chance they'd be a better GM than some of these guys in the league. Because they probably would not make the mistake on taking Tebow or Manziel in the first round.
Yep.
Now, other guys have been taken in the first round, and you thought they didn't come with hype, and they had no chance anyway. Like the Gabbert, Jake Locker.
Oh, was it Ponder?
Christian Ponder year.
Oh, my God.
For those quarterbacks to be first-round picks, it just told you like how bad that year was for quarterbacks.
So I got to go with Peter King. If you lose the bet, you can just send him an invoice. But he thinks Trask can sneak into the first round. But you just see guys lose their minds every year. With the quarterbacks and what happens.
Yep.
It's another good tweet. This is from our buddy Eric. He's asking, do you tip the host? I mean, you have to. They play God. They control everything. They see your player activity and how much you're playing. If you take care of your host, they also can get creative and help you out. You set you up for a full company. Do what they want. They control everything. They control rooms. They can control pool, spa, restaurants. The host controls everything.
Think it's a major event?
You got to take care of your host. And the other thing, too.
Yeah, but what do you...
They're unbelievable here. Mike's a great host. Tessie, Paula, Banksy can go pound sand. But there's another dog and pony show place here. You call... Not here. In Las Vegas. You call up and say, hey, can I get $200? Or can I get a comp to the steakhouse tonight? They won't tell you what you have available. They're not allowed to do that. So you have to say... Can I get 150? And they'll say yes or no. Like you could, for all you know, you can use $500 at the steakhouse. And Mitch, come on, Mike Baum, let's hang out. Let's blow it out.
What?
They won't answer the question.
Why?
They're not allowed to.
Who comes up with the rule?
I don't know.
Simple
but that's,
house
but
rule
that,
like that.
To my point is, I always like to do gift cards to other restaurants, or because they're busy people, but also Starbucks cards. Everyone drinks coffee. You got to give back. I mean, there's one thing, cash, but the gift cards are easy. They're gonna help you out even when you don't have the play. If you say, give me 150 to the steakhouse, I'm sure a lot of times you're shy. They're going to put you over the top if you take care of them. And they always make a point to say thank you very much.
Do they?
Which means people aren't doing it.
That means it doesn't happen every single day.
I always get the return email or text. Thanks for doing that.
Okay, well then there you go.
So I should have thought of that too. But that, I don't want to say it was common sense. You have got to take care of your host. They control everything.
By the way, good point with the coffee. Everybody does drink it, and there is
It's easy. You get Starbucks gift cards anywhere you go.
I found it funny one time. I was staying at the Luxor many years ago. There are two Starbucks within like 100 feet of each other. Two. And I think they have a third one on the property. Like, is this... I can actually see the other Starbucks, and I'm in line at this other one. Is that necessary? Do you sell that much coffee? Really? God, it's incredible. And they have, you know, they're popping up. They've been popped up now for...
Bigger problem. The cake eaters who go to fancy restaurants, what your wife had to encounter as a cook with what the demands, or the people who come in and want their coffee a certain way and the espresso. And
I think...
What's that prop bet? Set a price on that. tougher crowd, tougher scene.
The person who is more unbearable?
Yes. I want my coffee this way, and it has to be this way every single time. And
well, the person that comes in to order a cup, the thing is, like, you're always at a restaurant, it's going to be, you're going to have like a 2-3 hour session anyway, right? You're going to be in line at Starbucks. You're probably going to be, you know, five people behind you minimum. And then you take two minutes to rattle off your order. And then they will sit there and specifically try it and look at it. When they get it, and if it's not right, they'll send it back.
Remember that next week, that, for Von Tobel. He used to work at the coffee place.
Now, that prison. Again, put him in prison.
Yes.
I'm not joking. They are some of the worst human beings on the planet. Because the kid who won the super contest was a barista at Starbucks. What did he win? Damon won it like 3 or 4 years ago, whatever he took it down at. And we asked him before, right? How bad was it being a barista? He kept his job, actually. He's like, you would have no idea until you actually had to work it. Some of the people that would come in.
Oh, God.
Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will get into the bad beats from last night, the line moves, and win some, lose some coming up next.
For your winnings, cash out instantly with BetRivers' new feature, Rush Pay. Get your cash when you want it at BetRivers Sportsbook, the industry leader with exclusive bets, daily specials, odds boosts, and the most in-play betting options out there. As always, get a $250 match bonus. One-time playthrough at BetRivers, your hometown book. Not valid in Iowa, but good in Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Virginia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. It's PlaySugarHouse.com in Jersey. Time for win-lose.
Rough night?
Can't call it a bad beat. Definitely lose some.
Good night? How does it make you feel?
I absolutely hate them. I absolutely hate them.
Follow the Money Looks Back so we can learn for today.
Everything's an adventure.
In Win Some, Lose Some. Let the education commence.
The beats. Mets, Phillies under 6.5. 2-1 in the sixth. 4-3-8. Tough push in the Mariners, Orioles. Game one of a doubleheader. 3-2 in the seventh. Push with the 4-3 final. Brewers minus 145. 2-1 in the eighth. Lost 3-2. This Brewers bullpen, come on. It's enough already. Diamondbacks minus 105. Led 5-0. They got beat. Bad for the books. Marlins plus 170 down to 150. Routed the Braves. Atlanta plus 3 down to 1. Beat the Raptors. Clippers, Pacers over 229 up to 233. 126, 115. Boston, Portland over 227 up to 229.5. 116, 115. Calgary, 180 down to 140. Beat Toronto in overtime. Nashville, 160 down to 130. They won 11-13. Routed Tampa 7-2. Win some, Porto plus 310. Beat Chelsea. Lose some, Friars 210 up to 240. Loss 8-4. At Paulie Does Vegas on Instagram to the videos. This guy does it all the time. He sees the fire trucks and he hears them and he imitates them. It's from Andrew. He's got it. The other guy wants it on the front and the back, too. Kind of similar to the guy, the kid howling when he falls asleep with the...
Oh, that one from yesterday was...
That is great.
So good.
Does it every day. It's just another day. Just another day in paradise. You want to play fetch with a beluga whale? Yeah, there you go. Comes right up to it. Gives it. Give me that. Okay? Go deep. Go long. I got you. Send it out there. Can you imagine?
No,
you think you wake up and that's what your day is going to be like?
Oh,
how was your day? I went out, played fetch with a beluga whale.
Name something that would be better than this. Look at those mountains in the background.
Oh, fantastic. Great video. And lose some. Follow the Money Army. Alex Morgan. He always participates in the program. Go to Canada, and we are Wednesday, April 14th, and we still got sand in the front yard.
Oh, Paulie, I'm telling you right now, we are getting emails today. Wait until tomorrow. They are going to blow the Santa out of the water.
No, really? All right. Excellent.
I can't wait for you to see him.
The other one, you don't have to play it. You don't have to play it. I just Anthony Edwards asked about A-Rod buying the team. Who is he? No idea. You're calling BS. He played baseball. That's right. I love Mike North. This was good. And I know because we're talking about tipping. It tied in with Mike North. Mike North tweets, North to North on Twitter. Driving down Dempster, had to go. Walk into a gas station. Kid says, can't. I say, you know how it is. He goes, yeah, but some rules with COVID. I pull out a $20 bill. He moves the boxes that block the door I'm in. I've encountered that problem. I tell you, with our schedule, you have to go to the bathroom at 2 in the morning. Good luck.
Sure, finding anything that's going to be open.
You're good. Yeah.
I told that story before.
It's not happening.
A long time ago. So the Lakers have played a preseason game here in Las Vegas for like decades now, right?
Oh, I was right here. I was right there with this story.
Yep. And the late, great Dr. Buss, right? He would always show up. It was amazing with him. He would sit courtside and he would have, I think he, I don't want to say too much here, but he would, let's say he would always have like five very young women along with him.
Oh, under 24 and a half with all his cash.
And they were like nines and tens across the board, right?
Oh, about the personality.
So I'm back by the media room in the tunnel at the Thomas and Mack. There's like two bathrooms. That's it. And the lines can be very long. Excuse me. And this night after the game, like it was unbelievable. It hit me like Jeff Daniels in Dumb and Dumber. Whatever. It was. And the guy comes up. His handler comes up. I'm sorry. I was finally next in line and I'm like dying.
Say, coming through.
Yep.
Coming
He's
through.
Like, sorry, sir. Like, Mr. Buss has to go to the bathroom. Do you mind if he cuts in front of you? And I've been waiting there for like 5 minutes. I got sweat coming down. I'm just like, I don't care who it is. There's no chance he's getting in front of me. And the guy was blown away. And I was expecting him to say, like, here's $100. And I would have been like, what? At that point, I probably would have considered it. Who knows? But I mean, no chance I was letting him cut in front of me unless money was involved and they never brought up any money.
The pomposity and arrogance there. Oh, sure, go ahead. What? And go cut ahead of me in the bathroom
no
line?
No way. How about this? From Mookie. I was the maitre d' at the top steakhouse in New York City for 20 years.
Oh.
Reservation 3 months ahead of time.
There you go.
I had a separate phone just for good tippers, money talks. I could fill your show. Tickets, vacations, you name it, I got it.
There you go. Well, A+. Yeah. That's the winner. Absolutely.
We'll cut the deck and what we are betting today in Pocket Plays next.
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you $20 I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
Nope.
You're on.
You're on. All right. Recapping In Pocket Plays from yesterday. They both got there. Not exactly how I handicapped the game to go. I figured they'd get some runs off of Max Fried, who, by the way, has been awful so far this season. But the Braves also got some off of Lopez. Good news is I got more off the Braves. Yeah. So first five, half unit there, plus 145 came in. Half unit for the game, plus 150. Winners on the two plays yesterday. I'm doing the same thing today with the Pirates against the Padres. First five, plus 165 on the Pirates and 195 for the game. Offensively, I expect some runs today for this Pirates team. And it's, you know, Musgrove off the no-hitter. I'm on the other side. And I'm going to take a shot here tonight with a couple of other plus-money bets.
There you go.
Brewers to score first and win, plus 135. Burns versus Arrieta.
Will the Cubs score?
What's the runs, hits, and errors tonight in this game?
Yeah.
That's going to have to be a very low number. Never came close again last night. And I'll do it with the Dodgers as well. This number has moved a little bit, but we talked about it earlier in the show. Dodgers to score first and win, plus 112. Saw it, plus 106. I'd still bet plus money on the Dodgers to score first and win the game tonight against John Gray and the Rockies. John Gray's been pretty good, but I got news for you. This is the Dodgers lineup we're talking about, and he has gotten smoked as Chavez Ravine in his career.
I'm out of the penalty box. I'll take the Phillies. Wheeler going against Peterson. Play against Peterson, who got roughed up in his last start. 7-18 run for the Mets as a dog. Phillies 5-1 last six against lefties. Gotta go it. You gotta do it, baby. Tonight, BGK goal in the first 10. 11-1 run to the one run, yes. for $1.50 at William Hill. Go in the first 10 in the night's game.
All right.
And then the Peter King with the draft prop. There you go.
Let's go.
You won yesterday, correct?
I did, yeah. I always like to see your reaction first to what you got. Well, ooh, that's a big boy.
Queen.
Queen of spades. I had a pretty good card. You got me.
All right.
Nine of hearts.
Good. Feels good.
Nine of hearts. I have nine of hearts.
Up. If it's up, then it's stuck. Queen. All right. There you go. There you go. See if someone called that. What if, did you think Chris Tanner nailed it again today? He nailed the exact card twice.
Actually, John Jones just did.
No!
He nailed nine of hearts.
He got you. Bill 80 sent him a t-shirt.
And,
get him a care package.
David actually had you with a nine of hearts.
All right.
His wife had me with a queen of diamonds. Boy, but they actually got both cards right.
Wow!
It's pretty good.
Bill 80, send him two t-shirts.
This is from Bob on Twitter.
DraftKings, send him t-shirts.
I worked in a Little Caesars with four gas pumps and a barista machine on Sundays in the fall semester of college.
I saw it.
A gentleman would complain and send back hot chocolate every single time. Yeah. Did not matter how much chocolate or lack thereof I'd put in it.
Sure. Some people are alive simply because it's illegal to kill them.
Yeah.
There you go, my friend. And I retweeted Mookie Marlin, that he was the maitre d' at the top, one of the top steakhouses in New York City for 30 years. Exactly right.
It's a great
tweet. Because I am batting 1,000. I've talked about this. I can't believe I didn't bring it up here again. I'm 1,000, batting 1,000 this lifetime. Oh, no reservation. Half hour wait. Oh, you don't have a table ready. $20 bill. You're getting seated, and it's going to be fast. Just a 20.
So
I'm batting 1,000 lifetime.
That happened. I'm not a big nightclub guy. This happened many, many years ago when the Palms first opened up and Rain was a huge nightclub out here. The line sometimes would be, no joke, like 4 hours to get into either Ghost Bar, which is on top, or Rain. It was so silly.
Number one, what are you doing? You must tip. Number two, if you got a group, you buy a bottle.
Yeah, of course.
What are you doing?
It's a no-brainer move, right? I had like 8 guys in from Phoenix. We had no women with us, not one.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, guys, I don't know what to tell you. This is not my scene. I'll tell you what. I'll go up here and see if the guy, whatever. I slipped him like $40. We did not have a single lady with us. The guy's like, right to the front of the line. Come with me. It was like 9 guys overall. Like, what? You can get in. Now, that's the key. Like, if you have some, that's the way it works out here. Like, if you're rolling with like, four or five hot women and whatever. I mean, that's going to be an easy way to get into the clubs. I couldn't believe I got in that night.
That's, yeah, if you're going out on a date and you're going to a nice restaurant and for whatever reason they're like, and you didn't plan accordingly, but you're trying to get in like that, you got to flash cash. You're going to get the. Especially now with what's going on. Mm-hmm. We talked to John Goulet. He knows. What do you got? We got a 5 and a 9:30. When you suddenly, they'll find something for you.
Of course.
It's incredible. Yeah. If you're a horse racing fan, First Bet's the place for you. Wagering on races over 300 tracks, easiest way to bet on your favorite sport, secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. All brought to you by ExpressBet. The promo code is Vegas100. Get up there today. $100 match bonus on your first deposit. VSiN.com/horses for details. VSiN.com/horses. Promo code Vegas100. Nice. Good card. Good card. Getaway day.
Yep.
A lot of good baseball games. But the gift that keeps on giving here with some of these, the 10-1 run in the first inning with the Pirate games. Red Sox have won 7 straight. Pirates, the opponent, has scored first 7 in a row. The opponent in the Baltimore's opponent has scored first 8 in a row. Kansas City first 5, 5-0-1 under run last 6. Washington first 5, 0-4-4. Houston's lost 4 in a row. 8-1 under run for the game with the Giants. 9-1 under run first 5. What is it now? 9-2, no run in the first inning. That all blew up yesterday. They finally played an over. But it's good stuff here to follow in baseball.
Well, how about that Giants-Reds game last night?
Kooky.
I mean, that was, 4-4 right away?
Yeah.
First inning?
Yeah.
Reds got a 4 spot off Gausman immediately, and the Giants came back and answered that right away in the bottom of the first.
Game went over in the first inning.
Oh, yeah. Exactly right.
Yeah.
So good, they numbers. Had been playing in a bunch of low-scoring games.
But one prop, Zimmerman, career, 5 of 5, 2 home runs against Wainwright.
All right. And we do have, big game, I think, tonight in the NBA, and I say that for you know, potential overall seeding purposes and the division, the Atlantic tonight. And the 76ers are favored this morning by 6.5 over the Nets. And you were going off on a tangent today about how Brooklyn, they got us, you know, at some point, you can't just like flip that switch and all of a sudden have like seven guys they haven't played together the entire year in the playoffs.
Game you're looking up, someone's out. You acquired Griffin and Aldridge. Durant's back. He was out. He's back. Hard. I mean, get the guys in the lineup and tell we you got to get some chemistry going.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
You might have something there because they're laying 6.5. It might be time to bet the Sixers to win the division. I mean, if they're going to continue to do this and just punt on the we'll see in the playoffs business.
All right, let's follow the money. Up next, Mike Pritchard is going to join the program. Hosts betting across America here on VSiN in the afternoons. Also played for the Falcons and the Broncos. What should Atlanta do at number four? What will they do at number four? We'll ask him coming up next.
Are you ready? Download the PointsBet app now. Sign up using promo code VSIN2K. Get two risk-free bets up to $2,000. When you bet with PointsBet, you get faster bets, withdrawals, and fast rewards at your fingertips. Download the app now. Experience this premium book for yourself. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. One more, and we'll read these tomorrow. They keep coming in. FTM at VSIN.com. Kevin. Downtown Athens after a Georgia football game against Auburn in 2016. We were there with three other people. We were told the wait for four was 90 minutes. I gave the hostess $40 and said, we really don't want to wait that long. Had us seated and were drinking cold beers within 5 minutes. Money talks for sure. Kevin in Georia. Go get him, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
You're betting 1,000% you do that.
Oh.
You don't have to eat. I mean, yeah, 20 would have got it done, but still, that's hard. Hardcore with the 42.
This guy knows all about it.
Oh, this guy, absolutely.
He's the best.
I mean, born here.
Mike Pritchard joins the program now. Host Betting Across America. Weekdays, 3 Eastern, noon Pacific out here. Also played in the NFL for 10 years. You're well aware, Pritch, of how this works about tipping. You can't get something, maybe a reservation, whatever it is. You're up against it. Hey, you throw them, whatever, 20, 50. You're throwing around hundreds probably, but, money does talk.
It does, man. This is Vegas. It definitely talks that way. You know what? There's nothing wrong with paying for that, though, is there?
No, I don't think so.
No, right?
No.
Yeah, if you want something like that, then, I mean, I think it should cost you extra, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Okay, so
If you drive your car, up to the front of Circa, right, and okay, it's packed, it's jammed. I mean, it's happened, right? And yet you don't want to go to North Dallas 40 looking for a parking spot. Then what are you going to do?
Right,
you're going to pay for it, right?
Yeah, sure. You got to get creative.
That's another great example. Exactly. Or the sign says valet full. Oh, is it now?
Yeah, right.
Oh, here's 40. Oh, suddenly there's a spot that's open. We have room for you.
Right.
Absolutely.
Funny, it's full to a point.
Yes. Funny how that works. Hey, let's start with this, with the draft. Where are you at with the third pick before we get into the Falcons? Are you convinced it's going to be Mac Jones going to the 49ers?
Oh, man, I'm not. I thought when they initially made the move, okay, you know, look, Trey Lance is going to be the guy or something like that, and then is Kyle really going to do that? And I heard what Michael Lombardi talked about with Mac Jones. I'm like, okay, maybe Mac Jones. But then I'm thinking to myself, don't they have Mac Jones? Like, isn't there a lot of Mac Joneses in the league now? Why would you trade all the way up to 3 for Mac Jones? And I'm like, well, I guess if you want your guy, you go get your guy. But then I'm thinking, could the 49ers legitimately make the Super Bowl? Or make a Super Bowl run with Mac Jones at quarterback in 2021. And I'm like, no. But could they legitimately make a Super Bowl run with Kyle Pitts along with Kittle? And I'm thinking to myself, with Garoppolo at quarterback, I'm like, maybe so. Maybe so. So, I mean, I don't know where they're going to go at 3. I don't know why you give up so much to trade up for Mac Jones when Kansas City only traded up to 10 to get Patrick Mahomes, and he's a unicorn.
Yeah.
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 Okay. And then, so where are you at with your former team? They drafted you back in 1991 overall. That same year, they took Brett Favre in the second round of the draft.
Right.
So if it goes, you know, whoever the third quarterback is, what do you think is the best play for Atlanta? Is this the year they need to trade down, or is this the year where they say, you know what, we have to get Matt Ryan's replacement?
We'll see. That's just it. Like, they want to trade down. So, look, I mean, if the 49ers were going Mac Jones, and you would think, okay, Fields is going to be there at four, so why do the Falcons want to trade down? But yet, if they're not thinking that Fields is going to be there at three or four, then, okay, go ahead and trade down. But it's hard to say what Atlanta's going to do, because Arthur Smith, I don't know which way he's going to go. I don't know what direction they're going to go in there. I don't know if they want to load up with like Najee Harris or something like that, trade down and get a running back like he had in Derrick Henry. I don't know what they're going to do, to be honest with you. I think Atlanta has so much to do that trading down, acquiring picks, and trying to build for the future seems like the way to go right there.
That's what I would do. Can you justify taking a tight end top five?
No, not when, look, you're trying to get rid of Julio. You're going to move on from that. You know, you're going to try to move on from Matt Ryan. I mean, you're moving on from a lot of situations, and then your defense still stinks.
Yes.
So, I think Atlanta's going to do what they're used to doing or accustomed to doing, and that's rebuilding.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so then what about your other former team, the Broncos?
Which one?
I know. Right. So, Denver, do you think that's serious, where they could actually say, you know what, we know what we have right now in Drew Lock. He's not the guy.
Mm-hmm.
We need to put a package together and get up to possibly number four, just so, you know, Fields or Lance is still on the board, and we're going to have, you know, our pick of the litter at that point.
Yeah, I did some digging out there, to be honest with you, fellas. And I asked, why isn't the Broncos, why aren't they trading for Garoppolo? And I guess the price is too high. Because, okay, look, the 49ers trade up to three. Okay, they're going to draft a quarterback. Okay, why don't you guys trade for Garoppolo? Because you know you need a quarterback. That roster is a quarterback away. But the price is too high. And so that led me again to, okay, why is the price too high for the 49ers for Garoppolo? So I don't know what the Broncos, they desperately want a quarterback. They know they're a quarterback away. I could see them trying to trade up if they see quarterbacks available for them. But I couldn't tell you where they're going to go. If they went defense with Micah Parsons, it wouldn't surprise me either. But if they go quarterback, it's to get one of those quarterbacks that they missed out on in 2018. I mean, you're talking about Josh Allen, who was right there in their backyard. They were at the Senior Bowl. Their coaches were there, and Elway was there, and yet they still didn't pull the trigger on that. I know they entertained Baker Mayfield, too, so they've been looking for one of those type of quarterbacks for a while.
I could go Teddy there. I could I don't know what come on. I don't know how well you know the guy. Can Elway get it right once with the quarterback evaluation? One time?
You know what? It tells you how hard it is, to be honest with you. The fact that he can't get it right, and he's been trying. Man, that guy's been swinging and missing for years, and he's finally elevated himself to a point where he doesn't even have that responsibility now. It's Patton, the new GM from Minnesota. So Elway is president of football operations. That means he's playing golf and overseeing everything. But you think about who he's trotted through there. You know, Case Keenum and Flacco and Simeon and Osweiler. I mean, he could not get it right to save his life. And so it shows you how difficult it is, man. It really is difficult to find that next franchise quarterback.
Who do you think will be a better pro, Fields or Lance?
That's a great question. I never thought Fields was special on the field in college, but then he ran that 4.4, and I can see how people could maybe see him being special in the league. And you gotta look at it that way. Project him, not what he did in college, but what he could do in a National Football League with that kind of athleticism, the playmaking ability that he has. I mean, he'll learn to be more accurate with the football. He'll learn to throw the football better. Trey Lance, you know, Lance, he's got so much curiosity to him. Like, I've heard people talk about him being that next great quarterback because of his arm and what he can do. But also, that's in the future. It's like, you think he can become that, but you've never seen it. And so maybe that's a bit of a risk right there, but the upside is there. But I think if for my money, I believe Fields would probably have a better chance, a quicker chance anyway, certainly than Lance.
Well, you played the position. What do you see on tape here? If your team needs a wide receiver, what would you do? Would you Chase, Waddle, Smith, maybe the kid out of Ole Miss? What do you think?
Yeah, I like the kid out of Minnesota, to be honest with you. Is that Bateman?
Bateman, okay.
Yeah, I really like him, but I like Jamar Chase out of all of them. Devontae Smith, he reminds me of Ted Ginn Jr., like that long strider, lean guy, could run. But he was always open because of his speed, you know. And I think in this league, when you have the athleticism on the other side of the ball and you have defensive backs that can run like you, you're going to have a little bit more to you than just speed. And I haven't really seen that yet from Smith. I have from Jamar Chase, though. I mean, I think that guy is a complete player, and he's one of those guys that's ready out of the oven right now. Like, just plug and play. Line him up on the field like Justin Jefferson last year and let him go to work.
Total receivers in the first round is 4.5. I feel like, you know, that we're going to get 5, right? I think it was Mel Kiper yesterday who had 6 going in the first round, Pritch.
There's a good possibility. You're seeing college football more and more in the National Football League, and you're seeing these type of receivers. Whereas Pitts is the number 2 rated prospect at the tight end position coming out of college this year. So I think you're seeing a different level of receiver. I could easily see that number going over, especially if there's a run on that position. That happened my year. There was a run on a position and wide receiver, and you look up and a lot of wide receivers getting drafted in the first round.
Well, I know that, Paulie, you already asked you about Pitts.
Yeah.
Do you think Jerry Jones would be out of his mind if he gave up a ton to trade up? Let's say this is the number 4, and that's the guy that he wants, and that's the guy that he would take?
He would be out of his mind, yeah, if he did something like that. Because, you know, for Dallas, if they want to get back to the Super Bowl in this coming year or the year after, something like that, I mean, Pitt, you can see him added to the mix there offensively. But then, again, you already have a lot there offensively. And I don't know how Pitts would help you or elevate you to that realm, as opposed to, you can get Surtain, right? You can get Michael Parsons. I mean, you can get somebody like that, kind of like a Devin White impact or a Micah Fitzpatrick kind of impact. And okay, let's roll that way. Let's make the playoffs this way. We're loaded offensively. It's the defense that I think you have to have more playmakers on that side of the ball.
All right, pal. Thanks for the time, as always. Have a good show a little bit later on today.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. There you go. Mike Pritchard. Yep.
Love talking to you. Nails. That prop at William Hill went up yesterday. Over 4.5 minus 210 wide receivers in the first round. Feels like stealing. Kiper yesterday had 6.
Yeah. It was minus 112 at DraftKings.
When?
I think Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we're getting 5. I think we're getting minimum 5.
Who's to say more from Purdue won't sneak in?
That's another one that could.
I mean,
running backs, I don't know. You can find some good numbers on running backs. Like under a half is some serious plus money.
Let's go. I can't wait. A couple weeks away.
Let's have a trade from tomorrow?
I want another trade.
I know. I want somebody to move up to number 4. That would be great. Who's it going to be? What are they going to do? Good luck tonight.